3 today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on America Tonight. By the way, I promise we'll get to a mailbag segment. I feel like I keep saying that, sorry, but we've had so many things that we've dug into. I have not forgotten all of you who have sent your emails, and we will do that later on ATN. Couple of quick things. One, this caught my attention earlier in the day, is actually I'm trying to get some families to join us here on the show, but I'm not surprised by this. Many of the 9-11 families are demanding military trials for the detainees at Guantanamo. And what many of them are saying is they never really thought they would become major activists, but they feel as though they need to do that because the families are upset, obviously, with what's happening as to the closure of that facility in Cuba. And why? Because what's happening to the people that are, at least some of them, directly linked or believed to be pretty much directly linked to the deaths of so many of the people at the World Trade Center? Imagine living with that. So, you know, okay, some of the people responsible for this, like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, are sitting there in Guantanamo. Now, what's going to happen? What happens to some of the other people that are imprisoned in Guantanamo? Because it doesn't look like January, that date, is good and that it's going to hold up. But yet we hear that some of the people, some of the terror suspects, will be coming to the United States. It's a little bit vague, frankly, because we don't know where. Originally, there were two sites that were chosen, Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and then in Michigan. And both of those places were rejecting that idea. You have 5 September 11 suspects, including, as I just mentioned, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, waiting in cells for a decision on what's going to happen to them. You know, the deadline is actually less than 4 weeks away, and some of the families are worried they're not going to be heard, and that in Washington, the administration's decision will be just sort of a done deal with no turning back. And they're very frustrated. They feel like they have no voice, no say in this. And you're talking about people who lost sons and daughters and husbands and, you know, people that they never saw again as they left for work that day on September 11th. And they feel as though they are owed knowing and having a say in some of this outcome. And so that's what you're seeing that's happening right now. They want military trials for the remaining people at Guantanamo. And good for them for raising their hand and getting involved, because we say this all the time. It's true. Honestly, there is power to the people. If you write a note to the congressmen, the senators, if you get involved, if enough people push, something will happen. Something will happen if you write and you push and you get other people, you know, involved in this. And so I agree. I hope that there is justice, because I want justice for the families who were left, again, with ripped open hearts, as so many of us were anyway, but specifically losing family members. And as I talk about that deadline looming, with the 4 weeks as to what's going to happen, the administration keeps saying that they're trying to do whatever they can to keep the families in the loop, although the Attorney General, Eric Holder, has met with some of the families, which that's, I guess, a good sign, because he's listening to some of what they're saying, but they're trying to include as many of the families and others with the task force, and trying to get views on the detention policy and Gitmo and what's going to happen as to whether or not they're going to get these military tribunals or not. Boy, it has to be an uneasy feeling, is all I can say, as they get closer and closer as to what to do there. And if I keep saying the same thing over and over again, but just imagine if suddenly someone vanished from your life. Yes, we know that we certainly don't know how the end's going to come for any of us. But that day when people went off on a sunny, nice day in Boston and in New York and all over the place from San Francisco and then flying back from the East Coast, they had no idea that that was going to happen. So good for the people who are fighting this. Speaking of fighting, this has made huge news, to say the least. There is a justice of the peace in Louisiana, a guy named Keith Bardwell, who did not want to marry a couple who called up, who wanted to be married. One was a white woman marrying a black man. And over the phone, in the course of the conversation, the justice's wife asked the woman who was calling up to get an appointment to get a marriage. She asked if the couple was an interracial couple. And when the woman on the phone who was getting married explained, yes, you know, we are an interracial couple, they were rejected, saying, well, you know, we're not going to marry you. So, of course, there's massive, massive controversy over this. The governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, feels like this guy should be gone, that this is ridiculous. There are other people who are weighing in on his side, saying, well, you know, shouldn't he be able to do what he wants to do as far as who he wants to marry? Other people that are just completely outraged by this whole thing. And again, his name is Bardwell. He was on a slew of shows. I think most recently he was on the CBS Morning Show, and here's what he had to say.
Well, you said a while ago that the reason that I didn't is because I've had countless numbers of people that was born in that situation, and that they claim that the blacks or the whites didn't accept the children, and I didn't want to put the children in that position. The law says that I cannot deny mixed race marriages. Mm-hmm. And that means prevent them from getting married. And I did not prevent them getting married.
Right.
All right, so the two newlyweds, as I mentioned, are fighting to try to get the dismissal of the justice of the peace who refused the marriage license because of the different races. And they're Beth and Terrence McKay. That's the name of the couple. They, too, have been interviewed by a lot of people. We're going to let you hear what they have to say next coming up. But as I mentioned, the Louisiana governor is pushing for him to lose his license. And in the meantime, the justice of the peace, Bardwell, who you just heard, said he has no regrets about any of this because he doesn't feel deep down that he did anything wrong. He insists he's not a racist and doesn't treat black people differently, and that he does just not perform mixed-race marriages because he's concerned about the children of the marriages. Now, the couple that was getting married had no idea, obviously, about this, and they were shocked, as I mentioned that quickly, that phone conversation that she had, Beth McKay, the bride-to-be, had with Bardwell's wife. She was not expecting to hear something like that. So, ultimately, should the governor's calling for the firing of the justice of the peace, should this guy be fired? Or you might not like what he said, but does he have the right to say that and decide who he wants to marry? We're going to let you hear what the couple said. You can throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Talking could be good for this segment. Beth and Terrence McKay stunned when they called up a justice of the peace in Louisiana and could not get married. I mean, he turned them down. Keith Bardwell said, you know, I don't agree. He didn't even say I don't agree. He just said, for personally, his point of view was he didn't agree with what would happen to the offspring of a mixed race couple. So he just didn't do those kinds of marriages. So here's where we're at. You have the governor of Louisiana saying, listen, this guy needs to be fired. This justice of the peace needs to go. It's not that easy just to say, well, you know, we're going to get rid of this justice of the peace. And Bardwell is sticking to his guns saying, you know, he has no regrets that he's done this for a long time, and he doesn't feel like in his heart he would apologize, but he doesn't feel like he's done anything wrong, that he's just been honest. So the question is everybody entitled to their own opinions, right? And if this is what he does for a living, should he have the right to say, well, there's just some, I just don't want to marry whoever it is? Does he have the right of refusal to tell a couple, I don't want to marry you for what ever reason it happens to be? And he was not going to marry the couple. They were stunned, like I said, and now there's outrage certainly stirred up across the nation. You have the National Urban League calling for an investigation by the U.S. Justice Department Civil Rights Division, saying that the actions were a huge step backward in social justice. But can you police somebody's feelings? Can you police what somebody feels deep down, whether you think it's dead wrong or ignorant or whatever? Can you do that? I mean, if he says, I'm not racist. This is why I feel this about the children. But everybody else looks at that, or a group of people look at it and say, oh, this guy, get him. He nailed him to the wall. He's an idiot. Something has to happen here. Now, what's interesting, before we let you hear what the couple said, is the Supreme Court actually threw out a race-based limitations on marriage in a case in 1967. It was called Loving versus Virginia case. And in the unanimous decision, the court said that under our Constitution, the freedom to marry or not marry a person of another race resides with the individual and cannot be infringed by the state. So it's obviously you can do that, but would you be able to force this guy out as a result of it is the question. And this Louisiana couple, that's what they want to see. They want to see him apologize or something or else or lose his job or whatever. But I think that this fight is going to go on and it's going to get real ugly. So here's what Beth and Terrence McKay, their reaction to the whole situation.
I haven't. You know, I'm completely still at shock. I'm thankful for the justice of the peace that did marry us. You know, she conducted a ceremony when Mr. Baldwell. I don't even know his name.
So I guess he just won't resign. He won't stand down and he won't apologize. So that's his stance right now. And that's exactly how it happened. She, at the end of the conversation, she said, you know, I have a question to ask you. Is this an interracial marriage? And I was shocked and I said, excuse me? And she said, you know, is this an interracial marriage? And I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, well, what's the deal? Is he black or are you black? And so I answered her question and then she just said, well, we don't do interracial, you know, marriages. And
all right. So that was pretty clear. She explained it well. And that's in a nutshell what happened there. So what's happened now to this couple is people are approaching them on the streets or because they've been seen on the tube a little bit. And certainly at various workplaces to let them know, hey, you know, I'm involved in an interracial relationship and not just black and white or whatever, but, you know, stand up for your rights and all that sort of stuff. So, as I mentioned, the National Urban League calling for this investigation. First of all, should the U.S. Justice Department look into this? They do have the Civil Rights Division, as I mentioned, so it wouldn't be out of bounds for them to look into it. But is there a legal right to get rid of this guy, to say, you know, hey, this is just dead wrong, so you're out of the gig, Buster, you can't perform any more marriages? Do you think that's ultimately what should be the result of this? And now you have a lot of people sounding off. Let me give out the digits, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 if you want to weigh in on that. The other big story that I mentioned briefly, I brushed up on this a tiny bit in some of the things that we were going to do on the show in a previous hour, talking about the balloon boy blow up or bust, if you will. It's funny how this story has just become so big, and I think the reason why is because these people appeared on every show you could possibly imagine. And they've been on reality television before. The Hennies have been on television before, as I mentioned, Wife Swap twice. And they're looking for another type of vehicle, another television show. So you've got the six-year-old boy, you have the Mylar balloon that suddenly, mysteriously got loose and flies away. You know, the six-year-old could be in it and all this other sort of stuff. And you have a sheriff's department who, they're furious. They're irate over this and saying it was a publicity stunt and that they're trying to market themselves for some show in the future. And this is, you know, ridiculous. And, you know, we're not going to stand for it. We're going to file charges. And they're saying they could have charges by later in the week. Coming up on the show, they've got a lawyer, and the lawyer talks about it, talks about where it stands for the family. At this point, they're going to talk to maybe other people who were complicit in helping these guys out. All right, so 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. So it becomes...
I haven't. You know, I'm completely still at shock. I'm thankful for the justice of the peace that did marry us. You know, she conducted a ceremony when Mr. Baldwell. I don't even know his name.
I guess he just won't resign. He won't stand down and he won't apologize. So that's his stance right now. And that's exactly how it happened. She, at the end of the conversation, she said, you know, I have a question to ask you. Is this an interracial marriage? And I was shocked and I said, excuse me? And she said, you know, is this an interracial marriage? And I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, well, what's the deal? Is he black or are you black? And so I answered her question and then she just said, well, we don't do interracial, you know, marriages. And
no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over were smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
As usual here on America Tonight, hey, everybody, hope you're kicking back, and if you want to contribute, certainly you're welcome. Throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. A couple of different things. One, the interracial marriage deal, a lot of attention focused on this, Justice Keith Bardwell, and then the couple that called up. It's a shame because it seems as though, hey, the couple just want to get married. They call in, the guy is set in his ways, and he feels how he feels, but it's a hailstorm around him, to say the least. I don't know. It's pretty tough to get rid of a justice, but there are a lot of people calling for him to be ousted now, including the couple that did find someone in that same parish, by the way, to marry them. It's an interesting question as we move forward as to what you, whether we think it's right or wrong or ridiculous or not, whether or not, you know, this guy should be removed. And also the nutball with the whole balloon hoax thing. I hope they nail him to the wall. We're going to let you hear what his attorney, David Lane, had to say about all of this coming up a little bit later. But also in this case, they're going to have a lot of evidence to be able to make it stick to him, even though it's, I think it's pretty obvious that they were trying to pull a fast one here. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Kate, baby.
Hey.
Before I became ordained, I went to the city where I live, and I asked them what the New York state law was for performing marriages.
Mm-hmm.
She called the state, and the guy repeated to me twice. New York state, anybody can perform a wedding. Only requirement really is that they give it to a higher power. Anybody could sign that wedding document. It's just as a witness. That's really all it is.
Sure.
And that gets back to our conversation last week about the churches. And, no, this guy's obligated. He's got to go. Even as a reverend, he's got to go because he's representing the state at this point.
Oh, so then they do have grounds, even
sure.
With the whole Supreme Court thing.
Sure.
They could pull the state deal, yeah.
Yeah, especially if he was the Justice of the Peace, where I'm not. I'm a reverend, and I personally don't do weddings because I don't like divorce. And, I'm just... afraid even down the road when they say gay marriage is okay. What if a 50-year-old man comes in with a 16-year-old boy? It's legal,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But again, people call me what they want. But no, this guy really should go. And they can go to any church and they'll find somebody to marry him. But no, that's the New York state law. Anybody, you can perform the marriage, honey. You just got to sign that document, the marriage license. And when a guy said that, as long as you're giving it to a higher power, because that's all it really is, all the documents that I read, the ancient literature, the Dead Sea Scrolls. I mean, you can get really involved with that.
Sure.
Like, I could sit there and say, listen, I could bring you, I really can't even bring you in front of our Lord. But, you know, in the Dead Sea Scrolls, it talks about the whole House of Holies. And I can only bring you to the front door. After that,
yeah, that's right. You have to open the door yourself. You have to decide.
Exactly. We're all just witnesses at that point, honey. That's
right?
All we are. Not that we're going to testify. As long as you sign that document, anybody can do it. Anybody.
Right. But you know this, too, Mark. Like you said, you brought up an interesting point. You don't go there because you don't want to. You're afraid of what to walk in the door.
Right.
So that makes a lot of sense. And in this case, that's right. If there's, if you're talking about state issues, anybody, I mean, you could completely think it's ridiculous, a flat-out gold digger and somebody who's, you know, 95 years old or whatever, and you don't want to go there, but you're stuck because you've put the shingle out and you've accepted that.
And that's why I stay away from them totally. I work the streets. I'm just that kind of guy, and I don't do weddings. I really don't particularly do funerals either.
Right.
I'm one of them guys that just pray for people and are there with them in their time of sorrow. But, yeah, this guy should definitely go because, again, he's representing the state. He's a justice of the peace.
Yeah, and they're going after him. So
Good.
It's going to be a big blow up. There's no question about that. Yeah.
Good. All right, there.
All right. Thanks for the call, Mark.
Thank you. Bye. 800-259-5791.
Let's go to Jana, who's listening to us in Iowa. Hey, Jana.
Hey, Kate. First, I'd like to say I have a friend who lives next door who has a son who is half black and half white.
Whoops, I think we lost Jana there. Sorry, Jana. Call back in and we'll get you back on the air, 800-259-5791. Having a few little quirks here, but no worries. Probably weather-related, 800-259-5791. As I mentioned, the zig and the zag that we do here, including this story that we're talking about, raised a lot of eyebrows in a lot of different directions. Now, I mean, I can tell you I have a wonderful friend, a guy who would have done anything for me when I was in California, and his name's Ron Greeley, and just a terrific, terrific man, a black man, and which didn't matter here or there, but he married a white woman, and they're very, very happy, Martha, and they've been married for, I don't know, I think, I want to say maybe 12 years now or so. So I don't know that it's so much about it. I guess it is for some people, but I don't know it's so much about the melding of somebody who's from a different race, somebody who's white, and somebody's whatever. I mean, that's the cultural discussion and the acceptance or not accepting that. But, you know, you look at the situation, as I mentioned, legally, from the legal standpoint, like Mark calling in and saying, what can the state do or not do? And I think what's going to happen here, and this was a guy who was absolutely set in his ways and knew that this was something he just wouldn't do and something that he had been faced with before. And so he had refused other people, it sounds like. But in this case, this just became a huge blow up. And now that you have, especially you have the governor calling for something to happen here, you can bet that, he's not going to be able to, I would think he's not gonna be able to marry couples just even based on what Mark and I were talking about. But they're obviously, it's not just the governor who's raining down on him. And what happened was it's gotten worse because now everybody wants to interview Bardwell, and it's like sort of the foot and mouth thing. Bardwell told a newspaper he's not racist. He just claims that interracial marriages don't last. But I just gave you the example of the guy that I knew in California and how they seem to be going strong. All right, Jana's back with us. She slipped away for a second. But, Jana, you were telling us about somebody you knew in a marriage.
Yes, and her son is half black and half white. She is white. The father was black. And she told me that he always blamed her and told her it was her fault that he was born and that he wasn't accepted by either side. And I don't know how common that is among biracial children of any race, but that was her experience. And
it's interesting that you say that because I think it is tough depending on where the kids grow up.
And they grew up here in Iowa.
Yeah.
And we're not basically as prejudiced, you know, as other areas. So I guess he did have a lot of problems. And
go ahead.
The this judge, he is an officer of the court. He has to uphold the laws, and so he is technically in the wrong for that. I believe he's in the wrong, you know, morally. I'm not a prejudiced person, but he is in the wrong in denying the marriage to that couple. And I hope that they do remove him, simply because if I was in his spot and I refused to do it, I could expect that to happen, you know?
Yeah, I think that what's going to happen is they want him to resign, but I think he's going to stick to his guns and they're going to have to fire him. I think that's what the resolution is going to be here. And so there's not going to be whoever, I don't think there's going to be anyone that's going to back him up against this wall of criticism. But, yeah, you have to uphold the laws. You're right. And if that's what the law is, then whether it's what he feels in his heart, as he said, or not, it's not going to matter, because he wouldn't be able to have that position. Jana, thanks. We appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
You know, and if you took it a step further in the other direction about the actual relationship, in the case of the parish that we're talking about where he is, it's 70% white, 30% black. He's an elected, you got to remember this, he's an elected public official, and one of the duties is to marry people. So I guess it's true. You know, you look at it from that standpoint, he wouldn't have the right to say he doesn't believe in it. You know, it's kind of like what Mark in New York said. It's like if you go through the yellow pages and you can hire somebody, that's not necessarily a justice of the peace. You know, when you know other people who are so-called ordained ministers and they get it off the internet or whatever. Like in that case, they can do what they want. They can choose to marry who they want to marry. But when you're specifically talking about a justice of the peace and the fact that he's elected, then they have him here. There's no way, I would assume, that this might get ugly, though, because I think what's going to happen here is you're going to have an attorney that's going to go after that parish for that couple, most likely. Or maybe there's somebody else that comes out of the woodwork, too. But I think they're going to take this a step further. And if he doesn't resign, but even if they fire him, it still could get pretty ugly. In fact, Patricia Morris, who's the president of the NAACP, the branch of that parish, said that her chapter has actually already done this. They forwarded the case to the state and all the national levels of the civil rights group. So I believe in the next couple days or so you're going to see something happen here, whether it's a resignation or whether he gets fired. There's also the senator, Mary Landrieu from Louisiana, who said they should just use their authority, period, to have him dismissed from the position, because it doesn't contradict the Supreme Court rulings, and it's just, she says, it's just the ugly bigotry that divided the country for too long, so he has to go. If you have any thoughts, you can share them with us, 800-259-5791. Odds and Ends coming up in just a few.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
Yeah, all you need is love and sometimes the right justice of the peace. We're talking about the situation in Louisiana that's really opened a wild kettle of fish down there because you had an interracial couple who wanted to get married, called up a justice of the peace in a particular parish. They were refused the marriage license, and the rest is soon to be history. Because I think the justice, his name is Bardwell, I think Keith Bardwell is probably short for that job, and there are a lot of people that are gunning for him. I guess the question is going to become is what's going to happen with that parish? Could they actually sue the parish? Because I don't think it's going to stop there. Hey, speaking of suing, you know, another thing has cropped up with Rush Limbaugh. And this time, Al Sharpton is saying that he's going to sue Rush Limbaugh for some of the stuff that he said. If you saw the Wall Street Journal, what happened is that Rush did an op-ed piece. And I think, you know, this again goes back to the whole football thing. That's far from over, the controversy over that. Limbaugh was supposed to be part of a group that was going to buy the St. Louis Rams. And then a lot of people in the NFL's players union got involved. And the next thing you know, he wasn't part of that ownership any longer. I mean, the big push was certainly from Dave Checketts, who is one of the owners of the St. Louis hockey team. But Limbaugh was definitely going to be a piece of this, and I don't think he was happy. And part of the reason is because he wanted to make sure it was going to be okay anyway. So he had talked to the group and said, listen, is this a clear path? There aren't problems or whatever. And then he ended up getting burned with, you know, ugly headlines or whatever, and felt like he was misled on that. I kind of blame him there because he knew that there could possibly be problems for some of the things that happened with him, with comments that he made on ESPN, and he got the high sign, and then it turns out that it was anything but smooth sailing. So now you have, and this is a perfect thing for Sharpton to jump on. You have Sharpton, who, in my opinion, at one time got involved in, I think, issues that it was probably smart to highlight things that were wrong. And then there was Tawana Brawley and some other ridiculous things that happened, I think, for my money, that took the Reverend Al Sharpton out of doing some of the things that he was doing, exposing things, in other words, I thought that were pretty real. Now he's gone to the ridiculous side of, you know, wherever the light shines of too much publicity, he's sure to be on it. And I think that this is another case of that with the Rush Limbaugh situation. And it could be that the op-ed piece pushed him over the top. I'm not sure. But it certainly all stemmed from this whole thing with the St. Louis Rams and, you know, the fact that Limbaugh thought he was going to be part of this and then went off on the fact that he wasn't, if that makes any sense. And again, this goes back to comments that he made about Donovan McNabb and black quarterbacks in the NFL a long while ago when he was a part of, or was supposed to be part of, a team on ESPN. So, you know, really, if you look at it that way, Rush was radioactive when it came to the NFL anyway, and part and parcel that really was because of what happened when he was on that show that spurned the comments, etc. And I think he feels kind of burned by the group that pulled it all together and thinking that it was just it wasn't going to be a problem, and then again suddenly it blows back on him and it's a problem, and he didn't like that. So now you could end up with this whole thing in court, which would be, I mean, I don't see where you're going to go with that, with this lawsuit over what Limbaugh is saying about the NFL and about some of the things that have just been shoved under the rug, etc. But stay tuned, you know. You never, never know. In the meantime, somebody's asked me here via email. It's Patrick, and Patrick says, Kate, I've been listening to you for a long time. It's funny, almost every show you've been updating us on healthcare, but in this show I have heard nothing about healthcare, mostly, at least from what I've listened to in the last 25 minutes, about the justice who wouldn't perform the interracial marriage. So what is the latest on healthcare? Well, sadly, the latest on healthcare is how many ridiculous pages it is. The healthcare bill, the Senate healthcare bill, is over 1,500 pages. So good luck on how many of those pages are dissected, read, and what people know specifically, people voting on it, the senators specifically know about what's contained in the bill, because I just don't see, with everything else that's going on, how quickly their staffs even can dissect every piece of you know, written information in this, whether it has to do with the elements of, okay, you have to, it's a mandate, you have to have health care coverage or whatever the particular item is, but there obviously are other things stuffed in this. And I'm curious, and of course, as we try to go through it ourselves, it'll take me forever to go through and highlight some of these areas, although I'm certainly trying to do that. Stay tuned. It'll be Christmas, and I'll have gone through the entire thing. I can't remember when I've been able to go through, really focus, and look at 1,500 pages in one fell swoop. So I don't understand save a tree. I don't understand. And that's what happens, too, by the way. As much as it's electronic, it is printed off. So how much does this puppy weigh? And at this point, I found, like I said, a link to this. But at this point, to read the entire document, what are you left with? You have to read an outline, and you have to look at some of the things that fall through the cracks in this so-called sweeping healthcare reform bill. And it's, I'm sure in this massive 1,500 pages somewhere, I'm going to find that there's tax, and where is the tax going? There's a 40% tax, we know this already, on high-end insurance plans. And an individual under the bill, as I can see it right now, there's a plan that costs more than $8,000 for an individual, and a family more than $21,000. So I'm going back to the same thing, one of the main provisions, the tax, the tax, the tax. And you're going to whack over the head the middle class once again. So where are they going with this bill that's like War and Peace? And you're telling me that Chris Dodd and Senator Dodd and Senator Baucus and Senator Reid, in this existing form that is too bloody long, in merging this together, either they're going to have to merge it better. You think that this is going to get through? And the answer to that is no. And I don't think it should get through because, you know, it's the mother load. It will take forever. I'd have to stop doing this show and just go through and read, you know, read through the pages and try to highlight things. Here again, another massive bill that no one will read. Why are we rushing through this, for goodness sakes? Why? How much would it take to read this behemoth? I'll have to go to Evelyn Woods and take a speed reading course. Disappointing, to say the least.
I'm not back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.